What's up, family? I want to welcome you to South Florida Pastor's Perspective. My name is Jack Akemian, and it's a delight for us to be here. With me today is Vincent Embo. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
Blessed, man. Hey, we want to dive right into this controversy concerning Aisha Curry.
Yeah.
Supposedly, according to Vibe, she ruffled a few feathers on Twitter with commentary on how women should dress.
Yeah.
You know, she's a Christian woman, churchgoer. Her and Steph Curry represent Christ. Man, what do you think about this controversy? Vibe noted that people were really upset that she talked about, you know, being modest, showing her goods to her husband. And I guess people, you know, were really upset on Twitter and responding back. What's your thought on this as a pastor?
I'm actually pretty thrilled to hear someone, particularly of this generation, to speak in those language, to one, want to make sure that she is understanding what clothing means in light of who she is as a Christian. So I'm thrilled in that regards. Now there were some people who were women, feminists, and so forth, who were attacking her because of this still notion that the goods are reserved particularly for a man,
yeah,
rather than the sake of her body as her and so forth. I like it. I think we need that. I think we need to be unapologetic about who we are. I think we need to be on the offense as Christians. And I think that I am thrilled of the Curry family and how they have used the platform to really represent Christ,
sure,
to really showcase how Christ permeates throughout the rest of their lives. It's not just relegated to just one Sunday, 2-hour thing, but this is just the way we live. This is how we understand ourselves.
Sure,
you
sure.
know? I think that it's great for the church. The church should be able to stand behind her and support her in that regard.
Yeah. And what's sad is that, you know, a lot of these people that probably are criticizing her do consider themselves people of faith or spiritual. Some may even be religious, where they attend church every week. And I think the problem that our culture is having and people have in general is understanding how Christ integrates into every aspect of your life. And that includes clothing, that includes your sexuality, that includes your friendships. Being a Christian is not a compartmentalized system,
right,
that I got Jesus at church and I use Jesus when I'm in crisis.
Right.
But Jesus should be in your life in the best of times. He should be in the marriage bed. Hebrews 13 says that the marriage bed is pure, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. That is, God wants to be part of that. He created that. It's not like he doesn't see that. He created you for romance. He created you for sexuality. He created the desire for that type of beauty, to smell good, to feel good, to go out with your girlfriend, future wife, and enjoy her beauty, enjoy her body. I mean, read Song of Solomon. So God is not outside of the sex industry.
Right.
It belongs to him. He wants to sanctify it.
Right.
And so what she was basically articulating is a broader issue of really the pleasure and the beauty of marriage,
right,
that your nakedness and your body belongs to your spouse.
Right. And you know what? That's hard for a culture that's selfish, that's about me, myself, and I, to really understand. First of all, that's hard for any unmarried people to understand.
Yeah.
Unmarried folks, single folks, most of them have a hard time of understanding what marriage is and what it requires. And some of us don't understand really what marriage is until we get into marriage and after about a couple of years.
And some married people don't understand what marriage is.
Correct.
That's why we have such a failure rate.
Right. But I think also what we begin to understand, there's this selfishness strand that continues to affect us in many ways, because the issue is this: I should be able to do and wear whatever I want to wear for myself, regardless of what effects it may have on somebody else. And we all know that men in particular, we're visually wired. You know, for good or for bad, visually we're stimulated a lot easier.
Yeah.
And so I think what she again begins to hit on is that, you know, on some regards we are supposed to protect one another, right? Particularly because this triggers something in someone, and it's not because we're a male dominated society or any of that stuff.
Pastor, that takes a lot of love. You know, Paul
and understand
Paul. Yeah. Develops that whole idea of giving up your rights for the sake of the community.
Right.
Yeah. He says, I'd rather not eat meat, drink wine, or do anything that causes my brother to stumble.
Right.
He's talking about someone who's in community, someone who feels like they're the brother's keeper. Yeah. That means that we're growing in love.
Yeah.
And if someone is deeply jaded by how we dress or little things that we're doing, we pull back so we don't constantly wound and debilitate that person.
Right.
And that requires a high level of love.
It does.
But the problem also is that we have a lot of young girls and men who are growing up wounded.
Right.
Meaning right. that they are using their sexuality as a means of getting attention.
Right.
You know,
right.
getting those Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And so what you have is girls who really have not experienced fatherhood and love and boundary setting yeah. where they understand how precious and valuable they are. And how anyone who loves you because of your body shape,
right.
your breast size,
right.
or the fact that you're demonstrating your private parts,
yeah.
Doesn't really love you.
Right.
They lust you, right. but they don't love you, and right. lust is not sustainable.
Right.
You know. So
right.
again, I want to thank you guys for watching this yeah. edition of South Florida's Pastor's Perspective. And again, we just want to say we're praying for the Currys. We're praying for all the young ladies and all the people out there that are standing strong, representing God
yeah.
and understanding what true beauty is. Peace.